This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native American firefighters are not eligible for state retirement benefits in Oklahoma. And as Claire Donnelly reports, legislators will study the issue this fall.
Democratic Representative Ben Loring of Miama proposed a bill last session that would let tribes join the state's firefighters' pension and retirement system. It handles pensions for about 600 city and county fire departments. Loring says some tribes, like the Quapaw, are too small to have their own pension plans, but firefighters do the same job.
And there were the fires out in western Oklahoma, the grass fires a year ago. They were out there fighting those alongside everybody else. When there were national disasters, when the hurricane hit Houston, they were down there.
Loring is leading an interim study in the next few months and plans to propose the bill again next session. I'm Claire Donnelly.
Fire managers on the Crow Reservation in Montana are calling back crews in anticipation of rising fire potential. Olivia Reingold reports.
Firefighters, a helicopter, and an engine from Crow Agency were dispatched earlier this summer to Alaska Native communities and the San Carlos Apache Reservation in Arizona, places where fire season starts early before moving north to Montana. Now they're on their way back to the Crow Reservation, where Tracy Spang of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Forestry, and Wildland Fire Management says there are signs the season is picking up.
Since last Thursday or Friday, we've noticed that the high elevation's been steady at the high right now.
Meaning that elevated areas on the reservation, like the Pryor or Bighorn Mountains, are at high risk of fire outbreak. In the past 2 weeks, the Crow Reservation has experienced small fires near Fort Smith, Wyola, and Sage Creek, all started by lightning. But despite the rising fire danger level, Spang says,
we may not have a long fire season.
He says 90% of fires caused on the Crow Reservation are man-made right now, either because of trash burning or friction. But that only becomes a problem if sparks touch grass. Right now, Spang says that grass is still unusually moist and green on the reservation. He says fires will pick up once it dries out, which he expects to happen by early fall. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs Wednesday approved the nomination of Sequoia Simmemeyer to serve as chairman of the National Indian Gaming Commission. The commission oversees more than 500 gaming licenses operated by more than 240 tribes, with revenues in 2017 at more than $30 billion. The nomination now heads to the Senate. Native women's advocates say the reauthorization of the Family Violence Prevention and Services Act will increase support to tribes. The National Indigenous Women's Resource Center sees the legislation funding tribal domestic violence coalitions, the Alaska Native Women's Resource Center, and the Strong Hearts Native Domestic Violence Helpline. Native women's advocates say shelters help support and provide emergency services to women and children. U.S. Senators Bob Casey and Lisa Murkowski recently introduced the act to enhance domestic and dating violence services. Opponents of the Pebble Mine project in Alaska blasted the Trump administration this week, while developers hailed the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for lifting Obama-era environmental protections. The United Tribes of Bristol Bay see the move as favoring politics and express concerns over the impacts of the proposed copper and gold mine on the environment and to fish. The Pebble Partnership sees it as a milestone in moving forward on the project. A mention of Native Americans during Wednesday's Democratic presidential debate came more than 2 hours into the questioning of 10 candidates. Senator Kamala Harris mentioned Native American women when commenting on gender pay gaps. Meanwhile, more than a half dozen Native organizations are preparing for a Native-focused debate to be held next month with some candidates in Iowa. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. Support by the Wheelwright Museum, New Mexico's oldest nonprofit independent museum. The Wheelwright presents exhibitions of contemporary and iconic Native art, and there is no charge for Native visitors. Info at wheelwright.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.